Now, well, tomorrow, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is due to travel to Belfast for what you might call emergency talks with the parties on the Northern Ireland Protocol. This comes as mixed signals continue to emerge from London today about whether the UK plans to take unilateral action to scrap the protocol or parts of it. George Parker is political editor with the Financial Times and he's on the line. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Well, George, the Irish government seems to believe that unilateral action could be just days away. And then we had Lord Frost during the week in The Telegraph urging the Prime Minister to essentially rip up the protocol. What's happening?
Well, I think certainly Lord Frost, the person who negotiated the protocol in the first place, seems to have taken against it in a very strong way. And every week you see news saber-rattling from Lord Frost about the need to rip it all up and start all over again. I think Downing Street now is starting to get a little bit nervous about some of the rhetoric that's been deployed. And I think when Boris Johnson travels to Northern Ireland tomorrow, he's going to try and calm things down slightly. I think what is true is in the next couple of days, we are going to see the government talking about unilateral legislation to override parts of the Northern Ireland Protocol. But in the same breath, they're going to say, but look, this will take at least a year to get onto the statute book. It's a long way off, and basically giving everyone a bit more time to calm down and try to come to a negotiated settlement.
So these suggestions today then coming from some sources that Boris Johnson may be backing away from that and might be more inclined to reform parts of the protocol that are not working. You don't put much store by that.
Listen, I think his preference all the way along has been to negotiate with the EU and the Irish government some changes to the protocol without going down the route of legislation. I think there's often a perception in Brussels and other European capitals that Boris Johnson just wants to keep refighting the old Brexit battles. From his point of view now, Brexit is supposed to be done. That was the promise he made to the British electorate in 2019. You have an oven-ready deal. The fact we're now in a cost-of-living crisis, if you have, as we've had this morning, all the TV bulletins and radio bulletins dominated by talk of Brexit, the voters are starting to wonder, you know, what's wrong with you? Why haven't you sorted this out when you should be talking about our priorities? So I think Boris Johnson does want a negotiated settlement, but he is prepared ultimately to legislate if that needs to be done.
And of course, when he goes to Northern Ireland tomorrow, what he says to the DUP and to others will be crucial on getting the Assembly up and running or not. What do you expect him to say?
Well, he's going to tell all the parties, he's meeting five Northern Ireland parties tomorrow, to say, look, just get back to work. We need an executive. There's some real bread and butter issues that need to be resolved in Northern Ireland. Leave the Northern Ireland Protocol to me. Now, what he will say to the DUP in particular is that he's going to talk to the EU, try to persuade them to resolve the issues around the protocol, to say that he is prepared to legislate, as I mentioned, if necessary. I think the problem with that is that the DUP won't necessarily take him at his word. You know, it's all very well for Boris Johnson to tell them he's planning to legislate at some point, but frankly, trust between Boris Johnson and the DUP is pretty thin at the moment. So it's going to be a difficult set of meetings for Boris Johnson for sure tomorrow.
George, as always, thank you for your analysis. That's George Parker, political editor with the Financial Times.